Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Persuasive Fish, an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Amelia Campbell Mills and her family, Milo and Harper and their family in Durwood, Maryland, Andreas and Christos and their family in California, Miss Pamela's 4th and 5th grade students in room 102 at the School of the Arts and Sciences, Mila, Maxwell, Allie, and Brian and their family in Boulder, Colorado, and Emma and Maddox and their family in Winter Park. Thank you so much, Maddox, Emma, Brian, Allie, Maxwell, Mila, Miss Pamela and her students, Christos, Andreas, Harper, Milo, and Amelia. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie Zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode. Persuasive Fish. Once upon a time, a boy named Lucas went out fishing in a round pond near his house. He pulled his little canoe behind him, rattling with his fishing pole and tackle box. The air had the first hints of chilly fall, but the sun still shone warm and bright, glinting on the pond. In the air, leaves in sunset reds and oranges came spinning down to rest upon the murky water. The trees leaned half bare and shook in the breeze. Lucas was warm in his jeans and hoodie, though, and he pushed his little canoe off the shore. He hopped in and wobbled awkwardly until he found his balance, sending out little ripples in every direction. The little boat glided into the water, and he sat on the woven seat, humming a simple tune to himself and pulling out his rod and tackle. "What's gonna work today?" he said to himself, looking over his different lures. He had jitterbugs and smelly kellies, spinners and spoons, but for the little pond, his favorite had to be the plastic grub in pearly purple. With practiced hands, he attached the grub and a sinker and then paddled gently into the middle of the pond. "Here we go," he said to himself, and he let his line fly. It whizzed out over the water and then plopped in, sinking into the murky depths. Lucas reeled it in slowly, enjoying the day, and then cast it out again. It didn't bother him that he didn't catch anything for the first hour or so. He had been fishing enough to know that it was a sport of patience as much as anything else. Plus, whatever he caught would be his dinner, so he had all the motivation he needed. Lucas was laid back in the canoe, whistling a song, when the line suddenly stretched tight. "Fish on," he said with a wide grin. He grabbed the rod and pulled and started reeling. He could tell right away that it wasn't a very large fish, but it had plenty of energy. It zipped back and forth under the water, swimming the line this way and that, until Lucas pulled it into the canoe, shining and splashing. "Gotcha," he said. It was a little fish and would be barely worth eating. Still, it was something. Lucas bent down to scoop it into his cooler when the fish called out to him. "Hey," it said.
"Whoa, just wait a minute."
Lucas blinked down at the fish. Did you just talk to me?"
"Yeah," said the fish. "And you talked to me. What's the big deal?"
Fair enough, I guess," Lucas said, bowing to the little fish's logic.
"So, you really shouldn't eat me," the fish said. It would just be a really bad idea. Lucas looked around to make sure no one would see him talking to a fish. Luckily, he had the pond to himself. Well, I kinda need to eat dinner, and I caught you fair and square, he said. Sure, sure, the fish agreed. But I'm so small still, it's barely even worth it. If you let me go, I'll keep eating, and I'll get bigger and bigger, and next time you catch me, I'll feed your whole family for a week. Lucas sat back in the canoe and thought about that. It was true. The fish was too small to really even make a single meal. Maybe it had a point. He hated to let food go free, but in this case, it just seemed to make sense. All right, Lucas said, scooping up the fish. You convinced me. He threw the little fish back into the water with a splash. It disappeared deeper into the pond, and then everything was still again. Lucas sighed. Hopefully his next catch would be a little bigger. He cast and reeled and cast again, and not an hour later, his line splashed to life. It zigged and zagged and whizzed out, and he finally jerked the pole to set the hook and then reeled in. This fish was bigger than the last. He could tell just by the weight on the line. Come on, he said, fighting with the rod. You're mine. With a great yank, the fish shot into the air, glistening in the sun, and then flapped into the canoe. Aha! Gotcha! A great catch, my good man, the fish said. Now, I assume you'll be releasing me? Lucas blinked down at the fish. He looked around the pond again to see if he was being pranked, but he didn't see anyone else around. You talk too? Indubitably, the fish said. All of us talk in this pond. Someone dropped in a few books some years back, and we've all taken turns reading them. Lucas was about to ask how they learned to read, but decided it wasn't worth the effort. Well, sorry, but I'm out fishing for dinner, so I can't let you go. Well, that's a poor bit of business, the fish said. Still, I think you're making a mistake. I'm not such a big fish as I will be if you give me a little more time to grow. I say, good man, throw me back, and next time you catch me, I'll be a banquet fit for a king. Well, that's what the last fish said, Lucas replied. But she was even smaller than you. Well, she sounds sensible, the fish replied. But think of how much bigger I'll grow. You know, it's a sign of dignity and intelligence that you can put off a reward today for a bigger reward down the line. And that's what I'll be in a few weeks, my good man. A big, juicy, flaky reward. With lemon. The boy thought it over and decided the fish was right. He was bigger, but still not big enough to make a full meal for Lucas and his family. Plus, the pond wasn't that large, so he'd surely catch him again someday. All right, Lucas said, scooping up the fish. But next time I catch you, you better be all kinds of fat. I'll start eating water bugs this very evening, my good sir. Lucas sighed and tossed the fish back into the water with a splash. It disappeared into the depths, and everything was still again. Well, that maybe wasn't a great idea, the boy said to himself. It was now getting on towards later afternoon, and he didn't have a single fish to show for it. Well, just a few more casts. He cocked back his arms and let the pearly purple grub fly out into the center of the pond. No sooner had it hit the water than there was a terrific splash. The line started whizzing out of the rod with the sound of an angry cloud of bees. Oh man, this is a big one! The fish dove to the bottom of the pond, pulling out more and more line. Lucas grunted and pulled and started reeling in, the fish fighting him for every inch. It wound in circles and pulled through the reeds, and at times it swam so hard it seemed to almost tow Lucas's little canoe across the water. Slowly but surely, though, one crank at a time, the boy hauled the fish closer. Finally, with one last terrific yank, the catch came soaring out of the water and flapped into the boat. Finally, Lucas shouted. A fish big enough for a proper dinner.
A dinner? The fish said. Darling, I think you're being a little hasty.
Ugh, Lucas said, falling back into his seat. Another talking fish.
Well, of course. Now what's all this talk about dinner? Am I invited? What are we having?
Lucas looked around again, wondering if he was going crazy. But it was just an empty pond, drifting leaves, and the quiet sounds of the forest in the fall.
You're not invited, he said.
Oh, well, in that case, then throw me back in the pond.
No, well, you are invited, but you're the dinner. We're having fish and rice.
Me? But I'm barely a meal at all.
That's what the other fish said, Lucas huffed. But you're much bigger. Sorry, we need you for dinner.
Oh, I do look bigger, the fish agreed. But I'm all scales. I'm big bone, too. My doctor always said so. You fry me up, it's nothing but scales, 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 and bones, bones, bones.
Well, you look pretty tasty to me.
Looks can be deceiving, darling.
Let me go and I'll fatten myself up. It's almost winter and I love to eat when it's cold. A few weeks from now, I'll be as stuffed as what are those big birds you eat?
Turkey?
That's right. I'll be like a big Thanksgiving turkey.
Lucas hesitated. This fish was big enough for a meal, but it could be even bigger. Maybe it was worth letting it go for a bit.
Big as a turkey? Lucas asked.
A real butterball, the fish agreed.
With a sigh, Lucas scooped up the fish and tossed it back into the pond. After that, it soon grew dark and he headed back home, empty-handed.
No luck today, huh, kiddo? His dad said, greeting him at the door.
Well, kinda. I mean, not really.
His dad cocked an eyebrow.
So, did you catch anything?
Well, Lucas said.
And then he told the story about the little fish. And the medium fish. And the big fish.
And they all convinced me it would be better to let them grow more so the meal would be better. I mean, you always said patience is important, right?
Dad shook his head and gave a little laugh.
Patience is important, but you never give up what you have for a chance at something better later, he said. Remember, a small meal is a lot more filling than a big promise.
I'll remember, Lucas said, understanding where he'd gone wrong.
Good. Now come inside for dinner. We're having fish and rice, his dad said,
then added with a little laugh,
well, rice anyway.
Sounds good, Dad, Lucas said, laughing too. And they both went inside to eat.
And the next time he went fishing, Lucas picked a different pond. One where the fish weren't so persuasive. The end. Today's story, Persuasive Fish, was an adaptation of an Aesop's fable written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram @storiespodcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.